The National Museum of the Royal Navy has been awarded a huge heritage lottery fund of nearly £14 million. That money will fund a project called Seymour, and John Rawlinson is the director of the campaign. This is great news for you guys.
It is amazing news. We are going to create the newest national collection. We are really going to bring the Navy story alive. And of course, we get to move the Royal Marines Museum into a great new venue.
Tell us more about the Seymour project.
Seymour project has really got two big built elements. One is a new centre for discovery that creates a place for the Royal Navy Museum's collections to come together, and all of the collection of the Naval Service, people will be able to access that in one place, and that'll be in Portsmouth Historic Dockyard. And then the other side of it is the Royal Marines Museum. That's going to relocate from where it is at Eastleigh at the moment, again also into Portsmouth Historic Dockyard.
Tell us about the Centre for Discovery. So this is the new building. You're using all the artefacts that are in various places. You're kind of coordinating that.
Can you believe the National Museum of the Royal Navy, we look after some 2.5 million artefacts. Lots of photographs, lots of paintings, prints, medals, uniforms, weapons, anything that's been used by the Navy, the Royal Marines, the Fleet Air Arm, the Submarine Service. We've got examples of it that take us back about 800 years one way or another, and people will be able to come in and reach those collections through one central point. It'll be a gateway into the collection.
How will this kind of improve the visitor experience?
Oh, hugely. At the moment, if you want to come and visit our collections, you have to make an appointment to see a curator. Quite often we're on secure bases, so it's behind the wire, so you have to get a security pass. This is actually going to be free access. You won't need an appointment. You'll be able to walk in. Everyone will be able to see a little bit of collections. You'll have a digital archive, so you can go and see the whole collection. If you're interested in, say, Jutland, you'll key in Jutland. You'll see everything that we've got from across the national collection. We'll come up for Jutland, and a lot of it we'll be able to produce for you. Within about half an hour, you'll be able to actually look at artefacts.
And the other big building project, which you alluded to there, was the relocation, I suppose, of the Royal Marines Museum. Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, Royal Marines Museum has been down at Eastleigh in the old RMA, the Royal Marine Artillery Officers Mess, for 50 years or more. Beautiful museum, great building. We get about 35,000 visitors a year there. We've tried really hard over the last, but since the museum was formed, to get more people there. We've got two things going on. New audiences want different things from a museum. They want to be excited by it. They want to see big things that are so important to telling the Royal Marine story. Think about F7, the Falklands landing craft that we've got there, or the duck that's just arrived. We can't get those into that building. We've looked really hard. We can't fit them there. Move into the building in the dockyard. It's a big open building.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Big things in there. And of course, we get 750,000 visitors in the dockyard.
It's great news for the National Museum of the Royal Navy and this kind of hub down where you guys are. You've got so much history there now, haven't you? It's such a draw.
Huge, huge amount. I mean, Portsmouth Historic Dockyard is one of the most important heritage sites in the UK. You know, we tell the Navy story, it's a global story, and this is really the gateway to that story.
What do you think this means to those other kind of satellite museums around the country? Is that scary news for them, or
no,
how would you see it?
It really helps them because it'll allow access to their collections in a different way. We can't physically fit 2.5 million items into one building, so there'll still be collections elsewhere. Think about the collection centre. Think of it as a gateway. It will bring together the collections. You'll still be able to go into the other museums and see the digital collections. We've got great galleries around the country, great ships around the country. None of that changes.
Brilliant. I think it's great news. And also give us a timescale as well.
All goes to plan. We will open in February 2019. So 3 years of hard work ahead of us.